Bringing your Monday motivation, Life by Design, sets you on a path to discover your purpose. Share in the life journey of our guests from around Africa who live their lives by purpose.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Life by Design on Channel Africa, the African perspective. My name is Amanda Machaga. On Life by Design, we inspire purpose by speaking to people from around the African continent who live their life purpose. They share their journey on how they discovered what they were meant to do, and we do this to inspire you as well to live your life by design. We come to you every Monday morning, bringing you your dose of Monday motivation on Channel 802 on DSTV Audio Bouquet. We're also available on podcast and via live stream on the Channel Africa website. It's www.channelafrica.co.za. On social media, on Facebook, Living Life by Design, Twitter at @living_LBD, and on Instagram at @living_LifeByDesign. Now on the show this week, we are joined by Kamogelo Maobane. She is a life coach, an author, a motivational speaker, and businesswoman. Maobane is the co-founder of Side Hustle and Favor Bank Motions. She joins us on the line to tell us more about her passion for business and empowering others in wealth creation. Welcome to Life by Design, Kamogelo, on Channel Africa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Tell us, where were you born and bred?
Well, I'm born and bred and raised in Polokwane, in the township called Muleti. So I grew up with both my parents and siblings, and that's where I actually grew up and raised.
And how was life growing up? Are you from a big family, a medium size? What was the situation like?
The situation, it was just normal. I can't say I was actually from a rich family, but it was just normal. And both my parents were actually both lecturers. And I grew up, learning how to write, the reading. I was always actually conscious of my environment and, or you know, what I consume as subconsciously.
And what were your career aspirations?
As far as my career aspiration, after studying matric, I went to Pretoria to go study medical science. Although I didn't fulfill it because of I didn't feel like it was my passion. So I was not happy with studying the medical science until my brother told me about the engineering science, of which I tried to fulfill it. But although it wasn't my passion as well. So that's when I did a little introspection about me and whatever choices, that I'm going to take, which is going to affect my future as well. So I did, have the interpersonal skills because as I was growing up, I loved entrepreneurship. So my journey as an entrepreneur actually started when I was 8 years, starting with selling avocados. And I always had been a very passionate individual. And even today, I'm still fulfilling entrepreneurship.
Would you say there were any entrepreneurs at home and perhaps you were influenced by them and then that's the reason why you ended up falling in love with entrepreneurship at such a young age?
Not really, but my mom used to sell, she used to be in part of the agriculture where she would actually plant her own, food. And, people would actually appreciate the food that she planted and they would actually buy spinach, the vegetables and stuff. So I think that is where I got the inspiration.
Now, fast forward, we are talking to you today. You are a young person. You are the co-founder of Side Hustle and Favor Bank. Share with us a little bit about these businesses and the inspiration behind them.
First of all, I'm currently a Web3 developer. But after years of my journey in this, how Side Hustle came about, it was as I was doing the introspection and years of actually, finding my passion and what I actually love. So I went to a seminar, and in the seminar, they were actually talking about, the Bitcoin, the network marketing. So that is where I actually, learned, the whole concept about Bitcoin. But that's when I went deep because I spent most of the time learning about this thing. So now that is where Side Hustle came about because I realized that there was a huge gap, especially, as far as the education is concerned. a lot of people would get involved in cryptocurrencies, in network marketing, you know, they would buy Bitcoin, but without understanding. So Side Hustle, basically, it was all about building, you know, a community and that ecosystem that consists of, you know, multiple streams of income, you see, including from network marketing, giving people, ordinary people, an opportunity to participate in it and also, you know, get the entrepreneurship skills and also, you know, learning more about, you know, the cryptocurrency space because it's huge. It's always evolving. So that is where, you know, that is what Side Hustle is about. It's actually a community-driven movement that actually prioritizes and sharing education and also the knowledge with other people.
Right. And Favor Bank?
Favor Bank, the concept came about, you know, where people would actually say, can you do me a favor? I would like to learn about this concept, about this and this. So that is when we say, okay, a Favor Bank Motions would be, you know, a platform where we would actually just give back. It's like a charity, our charity, where we're actually giving back everything, you know, for free as far as the knowledge is concerned, as far as the favors that people actually ask from the community.
Now, you are also a life coach. Tell us, what areas do you focus on when it comes to coaching?
The areas that I focus on when coming to coaching, basically, it's on network marketing, because I do believe that a lot of people can actually try to get into entrepreneurship, but you find that most of the time people lack the skills in entrepreneurship. Most of them, they are scared. They have that fear of what if I fail? So that is where the coaching came about, you know, where I would actually and make people understand what the network marketing industry is all about, since, well, it's a multi-billion industry that generates billions annually. So I wanted people to understand that concept, especially to claim a share of those billions that are made annually. So, of course, entrepreneurship skills, it's all about understanding that everything has its own season. You see, in entrepreneurship, you find that today you're making an, you know, you're generating profits, but the next season you're not generating anything. So I wanted people to understand that everything has its own season, but that doesn't mean that, you know, when you are down, you must stop doing what you do. You keep pushing, even though you don't see results now. So through years of building, that's what I actually did understand, that you need to also actually, I wanted to make people understand that they need to pursue their own ideas. They need to create, you know, good work to this, because especially entrepreneurship or network marketing requires commitment. It requires that you work daily into your business as like you're treating it as a business. So, but of course, it requires a positive attitude and a, you know, creative positive change. So becoming a person of value and also following your passion. So that is what I do the coaching about, you know, helping people to find their own purpose in life and find time to actually develop their own skills, you know, practice them, refine their own skills and gifts as well. So, and as well to begin to give them, you know, free lectures for free. That is what I do, you know, coaching people, in, especially in the community, for free. So people would actually come and say, you know what, this here is my problem. You know, everyone has their problems. So that is where, you know, I prepare them that in this journey, yes, those problems are part of this process. So, but what you do, you know, with your problems now, how are you going to, you know, overcome them? It's very important. That will actually determine where you would actually end in life.
And then I know that when cryptocurrency was introduced, there was a buzz around it. And then when things went down a bit, when it dipped and people started pulling back. So how has it been like for you? How was the response from the time you started up to now? And what are the success stories that you have?
As far as the cryptocurrency is concerned, for me, it's all about understanding that it's all about the cycles, you see. So, yes, it can be a bit down, but the good thing about cryptocurrency is that you are actually buying assets. You're actually, it's like you're buying assets that you know that they do have value, holding them for a bit longer, you know, would bring a great value. Even though it may be down today, that doesn't mean, you know, you have lost the cryptos that you have bought. It's just that the value is bit down today, but tomorrow can be a different story. The next season, it can be a different story. So now the interesting part that I've actually learned about cryptocurrencies, especially, you know, since the Bitcoin started in 2009, you know, we were told that on a white paper that first time in history, normal people can actually send money, you know, and value peer-to-peer without the involvement of the third party, like government, like the banks. And so most people say Bitcoin is a scarcity because they realize gains. But I always push people to drive away from the concept of, you know, wanting to make money now, right? So, but to think of cryptocurrency as a long-term, you know, goal, as a long-term attainment. So, but it was most of people did understand it in that way of saying, okay, maybe if I buy bitcoins today, tomorrow I'll be a millionaire. It doesn't work like that. Of course, if it was easy, everyone would be a millionaire today. So, but through the years of being patient with the market, understanding that the market has, you know, its cycles. But eventually, you know, as long as you know, you are there, you are learning, and you are open to opportunities in cryptocurrency. Most of people, they just buy bitcoins, they just buy, you know, different types of, you know, cryptocurrency, but they don't understand that basically these are projects trying to solve particular problems. So it's all about you choosing the project that you know, you believe in, and you know that in the long term, you know, it can bring success to you. So as far as my success stories are concerned, you know, I'm very, very, very grateful, you know, for the education that I have. Because with as far as the education is concerned, today as I speak, I'm able to create my own cryptos. I'm able to create my own NFTs. I'm able to create my own exchange. So, but it is through, you know, being patient and also be, you know, you never stop learning. Even you are, even if you are rich today, you see, you find that as you are rich today, you know, there are just a lot to do. You see, you can never say, okay, now I'm rich, then I'm done, right? You find that you have to work even harder when you get to that level. So I've always been, you know, open to opportunities and always using my time, right, to learn and also, you know, to focus especially on what I do, you know, as far as, you know, the blockchain technology is concerned, because I'm currently a Web3 developer, so which I'm focusing on those fields and also teaching people the right way, you know, how you can actually do this cryptocurrency.
Right. So, and I know that one of the reasons people end up getting into cryptocurrencies because they want to have multiple streams of income. Tell us about the importance of going this route. Like, why is it important for people to have multiple streams of income?
We were actually taught that, you know, we need to have the end income or the income end. So, but as you learn about the multiple streams of income, then you get to understand that, oh, actually, I need to generate passive income. I need to generate cash flow. I need to, you know, leverage in different multiple streams of income. So, but if you understand carefully, you find that it's all about, you know, going to industries that actually have liquid, you know, because even companies today, every company, think of any company, what they want to create is liquidity. They want liquid. So now, understanding that multiple streams of income, it's all about you having to create, you know, cash flow that, you know, can be sustainable and you be consistent on that. But however, multiple streams of income also still requires you to be disciplined through, you know, learning and also engaging with different people because of, that's how you, you know, you learn. Because, you know, if you find people who are doing it, you surround yourself with people who are doing it, you learn, you know, how they create the also multiple streams of income. You also add it to your own portfolio as well. It is very important to have also the portfolio, but you also understand that all those multiple streams of income, because you know, the industry that I leverage in, you know, it helps create that passive income and also build your own portfolio. Because most of the time, you find that most people, they rather use the end income to finance their lifestyle instead of creating a passive income or portfolio income that they can use, you know, rather use to finance their lifestyle. although people need to understand, you know, the importance of assets and liabilities, most of the time we buy the liabilities and we seem to forget, you know, the importance of assets. So that's why people rather buy things that they know that it's going to go down in value and it's not going to, you know, bring them income anyway. So, but why do we proceed with that, you know, with that direction, knowing very well that it's not going to bring us success? So I feel like financial literacy is very important, and also understanding that, you know, you need multiple streams of income. So it's about doing what you love and love what you do. So owning value chain. So it's very important. That's how we leverage in different multiple streams of income.
All right, let's take a short break and we'll be back right after this.
Channel Africa brings you Science Tech Africa, a program that talks about science and technology stories in relation to Africa. Do tune in Saturday at 8 o'clock Central African Time or stream us live on www.channelafrica.co.za. And don't forget, we also on the Southern African DSTV audio bouquet, Channel 802. Channel Africa, from the African perspective.
This is Live Well, where we take a closer look at how to achieve healthy, holistic African living. Join me, Palesa Tau, on this journey as we discuss various illnesses and diseases, find new ways to keep ourselves fit, as well as hear some inspirational health stories from around the continent. All this on Live Well, Mondays 10 a.m. CAT, right here on Channel Africa, giving you the African perspective.
Inspirational stories from ordinary people living extraordinary lives. It's Life by Design.
Yes, it is Life by Design, and today we are joined by Kamogelo Maobane. She is a life coach, an author, a motivational speaker, businesswoman, and the co-founder of Side Hustle and Favor Bank Emotions. You've heard her telling her story on how she got involved in cryptocurrency and so many other things that really she's been sharing, and on her quest to educate people about investing in things that will give them returns at the end of the day. So now, Kamogelo, what I want to know is how is the response of young people to what you are doing? Like, what is the ratio age-wise in terms of interest?
Okay, as far as network marketing is concerned, basically there is no, you know, age that is actually required. And, you know, it doesn't matter your background, it doesn't actually matter your color, it doesn't actually matter your gender. There are no actually qualifications that are actually needed, you know. And also the good thing about it is that you don't need any inventory. And also you find that there is no even startup amount that is actually required. So one can actually, you know, get into the space for free. Unlike other traditional business where you actually need to look for money for funding, to get the inventory, the infrastructure, the personnel, or, you know, more overhead. So most of the time, especially for young people, you know, or all the, you know, different age group, I always tell them that, you know, it's important to learn the skills of selling, especially try entrepreneurship. Instead of saying, I can't sell, you know, ask yourself, how can I actually learn how to sell? You see, so that is, you know, where my you know, my strength is, especially as far as, you know, giving people, ordinary people say, I don't have income. I mean, let's talk about unemployment rate that is actually taking place now. Most of youth are actually unemployed. They start doing, you know, the drugs. We see, you know, different, you know, change, especially because of the depression that are going through. So at least it keeps them busy. It keeps them, you know, at the end of the day, you get to be successful and end up sharing your inspiration. So I would say that, you know, whatever age that you are, it doesn't actually really matter. Whether you are young, whether you are a mother, whether you're a granny, the good thing about network marketing, even if, you know, you check all the success stories that are happening in network marketing space, you find grandmothers making it. But when you find their stories, she was just a mother, you know, who was depressed, you know, who had no income, but because of she wanted to try something else and, you know, give it that energy and the passion. Today, as we speak, you know, they're sharing the inspiration with the whole world. So don't say that, you know, I'd rather sit and not do anything. Try to ask, how can I actually get there? The more you seek, the more you can actually find. So, and also to understand that there is actually no business that can actually survive without a network. You see, so all successful people, they still need people. They still need network to actually, you know, be successful. And there's no brand or services that actually can survive without, you know, people, especially, you know, the clothing, the telephony, the food and beverage as well, the housing as well. We still need people, you know, for survival, for business to survive. So our goal is actually to reach out to over 1 million, you know, people. Doesn't matter your age. So we really want to, you know, make sure that we establish a platform where everyone can actually do something about their life, try something out, you know, and also make it work, especially as far as the cryptocurrency works. But we really need to understand, you know, where does it come from? So that is where, you know, we go deeper to the basics to say, guys, to remember people where the internet got started. So in this world of information, in this digital era, in this, you know, technology world, we need to leverage in different opportunities as young people. It doesn't matter your age. We're always on our phone. So, but in most cases, you find that we are only just playing around with the TikToks. We are only playing around with the Facebook. We are not using it, you know, to share impact. We are not using it to do or to leverage on the power of internet. So if people understand where this internet came from and then where we are in this era, they would actually wake up to the understanding to say, okay, back then, you know, when the internet actually got started in the first place, people would actually read only, and that was actually company based, where, you know, it will actually enable showcase of information. That is where users did their advertisement, where people could store, share, or print out the digital information. So it was one kind of information without responding. You see, that was when the internet was new. So, but understanding where we are now, that since well, the internet has evolved, people can now interact with each other. The social media is now introduced, and there is actually interaction and also the collaboration with each other. So we need to leverage on that as young people. It doesn't matter your age. So, and if you think, you know, as the internet evolved, that's when, you know, Facebook started. So that is where we need to understand, where is this internet going, how we can actually leverage it. And now that we can interact with each other through this, you know, the Web 2 as it was enhanced from the vision of Web 1, that is where we saw the birth of podcast. Now we can talk, you know, telephonically, we can do the podcast and, you know, the blogging, the tagging, you know, the social media, the web content voting. So that is where the internet actually, you know, was well established. Till now, where we are, you know, in the Web 3, where people can actually read, write, and own something for the first time. You see, the evolution of this, we need to utilize it. We need to interact with it. So we need to understand, you know, where is it going as far as where we are, you know, with the cryptocurrency, you know, the blockchain as well. So communication is key, guys. We need to understand that Web3 is about exchange in value as well. So if we understand this, we would actually, you know, make sure that we leverage as young people. So, and instead of just playing around with our phones or, you know, use the time, you know, carefully.
All right. And you did mention collaborations, and I know that you've had some of your own that you've been part of. Can you share a little bit about those collaborations and how effective they've been, making the point that you are pushing your work to have a wide reach?
Okay. As far as that is concerned, so basically now we're teaching different communities how they can actually build that this NFTs, you know, the tokens, so that they can own a piece of their own community. It's about incentivizing and also you know, giving people the reward, especially if you can do something, then you know you'll be rewarded. So imagine, you know, how far can this go? As far as what we want to do, basically, is to make sure that we want to, you know, treat the network marketing the right way, and also end up doing the network marketing expos, the crypto marketing, or the cryptocurrency expos, just like it's happening in Dubai annually. We want to make that happen in South Africa, you know, but it's more focusing on teaching young people how, you know, they can leverage in this crypto spaces and also being able to create.
Right. Now, I understand that you are writing a book. Tell us, what is the book all about?
Okay. Basically, as I said, I started writing this book when I was actually 9 years, of which I'm still still writing more about it. But it is more about the personal development. It's more about motivating people to remind them of their why, basically, and to also encourage them. It's more about encouragement and also, you know, to the building part, because I believe if we can use books to, you know, to wake up someone out there who's actually still discouraged, who's actually still depressed, who's still doubting themselves. I mean, a lot of people currently are killing themselves, they're committing suicide, you know. So, but I want to use this book as a word, to get to them and, help them, bring that confidence to stop doubting themselves, but to rebuild the strength within them so that they can carry on with the journey and understand that everything that is actually happening around them is part of the process, you see. So that is why most of people, we find that someone has their problem, but it's all about finding solution to your problem. So they end up sharing their solutions with other people. And your solutions can help someone out there who's actually still depressed, who's still, you know, who's thinking of doing something. So, but if this book is basically about reaching out to such people and also, you know, remembering, why you are here, which is very important.
It is very important indeed. That's why we have this kind of a program. Now, what would you say to a young aspiring entrepreneur and that person perhaps that still has fear in terms of taking that leap of faith and starting a business or joining in network marketing or cryptocurrency?
Fear is everywhere. But if we can actually learn how to overcome the fear, we will see that what's on the other side of fear. So, of course, most of the time we are challenged, because of this fear. We can't reach our potential because we're thinking, what are they going to say? What are going to people say about this? And sometimes we listen, you know, to people who maybe we admire or people who we look up to, you know, take us off our dreams, to speak down or whatever that they're saying. You can't do it. You can't do it. You listen to them. And instead of, it takes years of practice doing, you know, what you love every single day. There's no way that you can't create success out of it. So people have actually prolonged their dreams. They have actually procrastinated on their dreams. They have protested. Now it's time that you actually, you know, produce what you have been promised. So what is it going to be? You know, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it, you just have to decide now. So also to remember that, think about it, what would your world be like, you know, in this present condition where you simply listen to your experiences? So the result of you not listening to your experience is that you keep relieving, it over and over again. You cannot resist something which you can't know reality. So we need to act on our passion. The act of resisting a thing is the act of granting it, in life. So whatever you resist, you actually place it there. So you need to attract. So also, work on your mindset as well. So the more you work on your mindset, you actually open and you will attract, positive possibilities and positive opportunities as well. So we need to really open our eyes and look, at things in different ways. So, and change our perspective. And instead of looking at it in a negative way or whether it's negative, how are you going to transform that in a positive way? It's very important. So I always say, you know, whatever, you know, whatever that is happening, whether it's bad or good, you can always use that energy of whatever that is happening to you, whether it's bad, and you can even transform it into a good thing. So it's how you see it. It's very important how you see it. I always talk about be, do, and have. So most of people got it twisted backwards. They think they need to have that car, to have that house, to have that money before they can be happy. And it's not always the case. In most cases, you must be it first. You must be happy first. You yourself, you need to be happy first. And also, as you're doing it, as you're doing it, you end up having it. So, but most of the time, we think, okay, if I can get that, I will start acting on my passion. If I can get that, I will start doing it. If I can get that, I will start working on my dreams. It doesn't actually work like that. You need to start first with you, being happy with you, be happy with what you are doing, and do it consistently. And do not lose hope. And also be patient, because it takes time. Most of people think, okay, if I can do one and two, tomorrow I'll be successful. It doesn't actually work like that. I mean, if it was easier, everyone would actually do it. But remember that you are your own role maker. You actually set the guidelines of your own life. You see, so make sure that, you know, you think, you know, great deal of yourself. You do not think less of yourself, which is very important. So life will actually take off when you choose for it to do so. So make a choice, like just decide. So you haven't actually decided as yet. So now it's time that, you know, you turn your life around and understand that fear is going to be there. I'm even scared right now. I'm in fear, but I'm doing what I do. I love. I'm being, you know, what I want to be. I feel like fear is going to be there all the time. I always even prefer working with people who are afraid. Because imagine now you're working with someone who's not afraid of anything. So they won't even, you know, try to achieve anything in life. But I need people who are actually afraid of something, people who are actually, you know, having that fear as well. Because with that fear, you know, they know that there's something behind that fear and they need to overcome in order for them to be that successful.
Lovely. And fear will not completely go away. You'd rather just do it afraid. And I like what you said, be, do, and have. Beautiful indeed. And how can people contact you, those who'd like to know more or want to be part of what you're doing?
We are on Facebook as Side Hustle and also on Instagram as Side Hustle CEO Favor Bank Motions. And also we have our WhatsApp groups and also the Telegram groups where we're building each other, building the community as well. And also, I think that is the platform that one can actually try to reach. I'm not sure if I should give out my number phone for the business part.
You can share that as well.
Okay, it's 078-777-0598. 078-777-0598.
All right. Thank you so much, Kamogelo, for your time. We wish you everything of the best.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's Kamogelo Maobane. She is a life coach and author, a motivational speaker, a businesswoman, and she is the co-founder of Side Hustle and Favor Bank Motions. And she's given you valuable, valuable information indeed, and some encouragement and some motivation. So it's really up to you now what you're going to do with that. And if you want to be part of what she's doing, you can go over to their Facebook page. And it is Side Hustle. You'll find them there and also on Instagram as well.
Agriculture is not only for the retired, neither is it for the feeble. It is the backbone of African development. Join me, Sydney Kapingapiri, every Wednesday from 9:05 to 9:45 a.m. Central African Time for your developmental stories on African agriculture. Agro Africa on Channel Africa, the African perspective.
Building Africa with love. Hujambo, Africa. If there are holes in this continental ship, we are its children. Let us go and stop the holes. Let us gladly do it with our hearts. And if we cannot, then let us die. We will make a plug of our brains and put them into the ship, but condemn it never. Nguvu wakwatu, upenduni nguvu. Catch us on Channel Africa from 10 to 11 a.m. every Friday and Sundays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Inspirational stories from ordinary people living extraordinary lives. It's Life by Design.
Take a step in redesigning your life through this week's motivational quote.
Yes, it is that time of the morning here on Life by Design where we get to motivate you a bit. And not that we haven't been doing that from the beginning of the show, but we have a quote that's designed just for that. And today's one says, they say a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world: someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. That's by Tom Baudet. They say a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world: someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. It ties in very well with what Kamogelo said. And with that being said, this has been Life by Design on Channel Africa, the African perspective. Let's connect on social media. Facebook, it is Living Life by Design, and the station is Channel Africa. And on Twitter, it's @living_LBD and @ChannelAfrica1. And on Instagram, it's @living_LifeByDesign and @ChannelAfricaRadio. From myself, Amanda Machaga, technical producer Catherine Malika, thank you so much for listening. And remember, you are the architect of your life. And we're playing out with a song by Thandiswa Mazwai, Nizalwa Ngubani.
Revolutionaries die and the children forget. The ghetto is our first love and our dreams are drenched in gold. We don't even cry.